Thank you for coming to this session and saving us the trouble of having to speak to an empty room. I hope I'm not speaking too soon, but I think I'm very confident that you're all going to stay here and many more are going to join us for the end of the session. My name is Bisi Adeleye Fayemi. I'm the Executive Director of the African Women's Development Fund, a grant-making foundation for African women. As we start this session, I'd like to share a very small story with you. 2 years ago, I went to Swaziland to visit some programs that my organization has been supporting there. And my guide on the trips I made throughout the country was a wonderful woman who is also at this conference called Sipiwe Lope from Swaziland Positive Living. Sipiwe took me to a community in one of the rural areas in Swaziland in the company of a woman called Ellen, who is, I think, in her late 50s or early 60s, but very strong and energetic for her age. Ellen took us to this settlement where she was caring for this family, a husband and a wife who were both ill. This husband and wife had 7 children, 5 of them had died, and they hadn't seen the surviving 2 for the past 5 years. So they were alone in this house. Both of them were ill. In order for us to get to this place, we had to literally climb a hill, descend a hill, cross a stream, take off her shoes and cross a stream to get to this household. While we were having this a conversation with Ellen and the couple who we went to visit, we were told that there was a time that this couple starved for 1 week. They had food in the house. The food was not the problem. But they starved for 1 week because the woman in the house was too ill to cook. So they did not have any food to eat. They could not take their medication, and that was how they lived for 1 week. And the only person who could have helped was Ellen. And for that week, unfortunately, Ellen could not make any trips to visit them up the hill, down the hill, across the stream, because she was ill herself. Ellen was their friend. Ellen was their nurse. She was their doctor. She was their social worker. She was everything to them. And without Ellen in their lives for that 1 week, they found it so difficult to survive. Later on, I asked Ellen about the work that women like her do across the continent of Africa and how it should be recognized and remunerated. And she said to me, very matter-of-factly, I don't think people consider it important. I don't think people think that the work that we do means anything or that it's important. And she said it's a matter of fact without any judgment. That has stuck with me. We do need to let the Ellens of this world know, and there are hundreds and thousands of them in the world, that they matter, that the work that they do matters. The session we are going to have this afternoon is about trying to have a conversation around home-based care and how we can value it, how we can recognize it, and how we can make it count. There have been many conversations around this for quite a while now, but some of the missing pieces have been issues around having a very clear analysis of what the issues are and also looking for accountability where it matters. I have with me here a panel of very distinguished people from different sectors who will be speaking to this issue. We want the session to be as interactive as possible. So what we have done is to ask one of the panelists, Professor Marilyn Warren,